Unit 5.7. Listening Skills. Listening Task 1. Exercise 1. Page 144. You'll hear a conversation between two friends. For statements 1 to 7, decide if each statement is true, false, or not stated. Circle the answer you choose. You'll hear the recording twice.
Sam, don't forget that this Saturday will be Buy Nothing Day. What are you going to do instead of shopping?
Actually, I don't understand what it's all about. I saw something on the TV last night about it, but I missed the first part. So can you tell me?
Well, the idea is that people should spend one whole day without doing any shopping.
My dad is always saying that young people these days seem to do nothing but shopping, and we are forgetting there is more to life.
Well, basically, that's what the Buy Nothing campaign is about. They say that consumerism has got out of hand and they want people to kick the shopping habit and turn to life instead.
That sounds a bit much.
I suppose it's a slogan to catch people's attention and make them think about the issue of commercialism. It's sad, really, when we come to a point where we think we can only buy happiness. What's more, all this consumerism affects the environment.
You're right. We were discussing environmental issues in school last week. Did you know that the developed countries consume over 80% of the Earth's natural resources, even though they make up only 20% of the world's population?
That's crazy. I think Buy Nothing Day is a good place to start questioning our buying decisions and remind ourselves that happiness is a priceless commodity.
What might happen, of course, is that people will simply buy twice as much the day before or after, now that we have Sunday trading and shops are open 7 days a week.
I hope not. It would be nice to think that people gave a thought for the environment and developing countries too.
Oh yes, the effect of transporting products all over the world and the carbon footprint, that was something else that we studied at school.
I'm looking up carbon footprint on the internet here because I don't understand the term. It says here carbon footprint is a measure of the amount of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases emitted by human activity or accumulated over the full life cycle of a product or service.
Interesting. I'm glad you didn't ask me to define it for you. Anyway, getting back to Buy Nothing Day, is it only happening in the UK?
No, it takes place in countries all over the world. If I remember correctly, it was started in Canada about 20 years ago, and the idea spread.
Well, it's a great idea. And in answer to your original question, I will leave my credit card and cash at home on Saturday and go and play football. What about you?
I'm going to help Mum in the garden. We've decided to try growing our own fruit and vegetables. I guess that will help reduce our carbon footprint just a little bit too. Sam, don't forget that this Saturday will be Buy Nothing Day. What are you going to do instead of shopping?
Actually, I don't understand what it's all about. I saw something on the TV last night about it, but I missed the first part. So can you tell me?
Well, the idea is that people should spend one whole day without doing any shopping.
My dad is always saying that young people these days seem to do nothing but shopping, and we are forgetting there is more to life.
Well, basically, that's what the Buy Nothing campaign is about. They say that consumerism has got out of hand and they want people to kick the shopping habit and turn to life instead.
That sounds a bit much.
I suppose it's a slogan to catch people's attention and make them think about the issue of commercialism. It's sad, really, when we come to a point where we think we can only buy happiness. What's more, all this consumerism affects the environment.
You're right. We were discussing environmental issues in school last week. Did you know that the developed countries consume over 80% of the Earth's natural resources, even though they make up only 20% of the world's population?
That's crazy. I think Buy Nothing Day is a good place to start questioning our buying decisions and remind ourselves that happiness is a priceless commodity.
What might happen, of course, is that people will simply buy twice as much the day before or after, now that we have Sunday trading and shops are open 7 days a week.
I hope not. It would be nice to think that people gave a thought for the environment and developing countries too.
Oh yes, the effect of transporting products all over the world And the carbon footprint, that was something else that we studied at school.
I'm looking up carbon footprint on the internet here because I don't understand the term. It says here carbon footprint is a measure of the amount of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases emitted by human activity or accumulated over the full life cycle of a product or service.
Interesting. I'm glad you didn't ask me to define it for you. Anyway, getting back to Buy Nothing Day, is it only happening in the UK?
No, it takes place in countries all over the world. If I remember correctly, it was started in Canada about 20 years ago, and the idea spread.
Well, it's a great idea. And in answer to your original question, I will leave my credit card and cash at home on Saturday and go and play football. What about you?
I'm going to help Mum in the garden. We've decided to try growing our own fruit and vegetables. I guess that will help reduce our carbon footprint just a little bit too.